Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Talking About You with Estra, live on Blog Talk Radio, this September 10th, 2012. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. I'm Estra, your host. Welcome and thank you for joining in again for our 11th show. Tune in every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are coming to you live from Seattle, Washington. Today on the broadcast, our topic will be about you and holidays. Many holidays are now just around the corner. Invitations from coworkers, friends, or family functions can take a lot of your energy. Or maybe you prefer just some personal downtime for relaxing. When injured, downtime is a welcome reprieve. However, many may not be so lucky. You've been in a car accident. Since the collision, you've spent a great deal of time in some level of pain. And now you've got plans. You have plans to participate in holiday events, but this collision has put a cramp in your holiday cheer. On top of that, an entourage of harassers following you around. So what do you do? Stay tuned as we talk about helpful experiences here on Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio and find out. Our approach today and with future topics on Talking About You with Estra is presented from a consumer perspective. So we talk in terms of how a car accident impacts your life, in terms of the daily routine. This includes the physical, emotional, and financial issues that arise, including dealing with your family and friends and other interactions. It's your challenges that tell the story. We share car accident information and life experiences that follow, and that's from the initial car crash to dealing with medical, attorney, insurance, self-insured employer situations. This show really is about you, and it's interactive, so get ready to participate at a pace that's perfect for you. I know firsthand your situation. I have dealt with insurance companies such as USAA, GEICO, PIMCO, Progressive, Farmers, Allstate, Premera, Blue Cross, United Healthcare, Medicare, LifeWise Insurance Company, Social Security, and employer SNC-Lavalin Constructors, previously known as Enron. So relax and listen. Call in and talk, because this is about you and your car accident experiences. What is on your mind today? Let's hear about your injuries. What's the impact financially on your life? Have you thought about or made plans on how to deal with upcoming holidays? Have you made a decision yet not to let harassment and intimidation from insurance companies or self-insured employers stop you from enjoying your holiday socializing? Remember, their goal is to keep your benefits, make you miserable until you disappear, and catch you in compromising positions to aid their employer in keeping money that belongs to injured and sick people. What is the impact of harassment and intimidation on your life and your family's? How long has this been going on? And yes, it can go on for months or years. Many times people say, "No, you're crazy." Trust me, you're not crazy. You're very sane. Trust what you see with your own eyes. And yes, people, if they can spend $30 billion on an election, they can certainly spend a few hundred or grand or whatever the amount is on you to harass and intimidate you. So don't ever believe what somebody else is telling you. Always believe what you see and always document it. I just have to still think such an important point. But did you seek out help on the harassment to get it to stop? And where did you go to seek help? Did you get the response that you needed, or did the harassment continue? In fact, how did you find out you were even being followed? There is so much to consider when you're in a car accident. In fact, before the collision, how prepared were you for an unexpected event such as this? At the scene of a car accident, it's hard to remember the necessary steps to ensure you gather all the documentation. Sometimes you're so shaken up and it's easy to forget. Or maybe there is something going on at the scene that distracts you. That's why keeping a copy of My Car Accident Book in your vehicle can make it easy to remember, and you would be able to begin documenting right from the start. So when you begin getting questions or needing answers, you've written the information right there inside your book with plenty of writing space, yet small enough to carry with you, reducing information retrieval hassles. Author and host Estra is ready to share and hear about your challenges in dealing with insurance companies and self-insured employers. Your claim can be processed through your own insurance, the other drivers, or paid directly by you. With a car accident, depending on the severity, you can end up dealing with so many different people that it becomes overwhelming, especially if you're not feeling well through most of this process, which can open you up to being taken advantage of financially, physically, or emotionally. This is why Estra is sharing her wisdom, knowledge, and support with you. So, hopefully, if you run into these situations, you will be prepared, allowing for more concentration on personal recovery. Also on today's show, we will share music, tweets, blog articles, and videos, in addition to taking your calls at 718-766-4385. Again, that number is 718-766-4385. Listeners, I know sometimes it's difficult and it takes courage to share your personal experiences, but it's very important for others to hear your story, and it can be helpful in the healing process. So I am offering to the first caller a free copy of my latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support, with no shipping costs, along with the first caller to share their own past, current, or holiday ideas after experiencing a car accident, or enjoying the holidays in the midst of harassment by insurance companies or self-insured employers. So get ready to dial 718-766-4385. Someone injured, just like you, is waiting to hear your story. These two books will be personally signed by Estra. Also, you can order a copy of Car Accident by Estra right now, either the softcover book or ebook on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and eBay, as well as other major bookstores. During the radio show, you can participate in the conversation at Facebook at www.facebook.com/estras.blogtips. For participation in our survey, email your responses to Estra's radio show at Block Talk Radio. And during the show, you can also send tweets to at Estra's radio show or join me in the chat room and send me a message that way. Survey results will be shared at the end of the show. Now, bring your conversations to Estra's radio show on Block Talk Radio. It's time for... It's time for talking about you.
Don't fall.
you for being a part of our show today. Our topic is you and holidays. But first, our show's listener shout-out goes to Chaz Sysik. In fact, that's the song that you were just listening to. And it's basically a clip off of his song featuring C. Ryan called Fall. He has a hip-hop sound of his own. Chaz can be reached at ernationhismusic@gmail.com. That's nation, H-I-T-Z, music@gmail.com. You can actually hear more of his clips, or actually his songs, on www.chaoschytist.com. His link is also on Twitter at Esther's Radio Show. We appreciate all of our listeners, and this is our special way of providing you with a special hello. The song of the week goes out to Jordan Jansen, and you can tell he enjoys singing and he wants to take it to the next level. This kid is going to be around for a while. And the song that we're going to listen to from him is called Reach Out, and the artist is with him is Connie Talbot. And you can also find his songs on YouTube at www.youtube.com/Jordan Jensen Music. So here's Jason. Are you in the midst of a storm in your life? Life brings many triumphs and tragedies our way. Feel the pain and the hurt, then move forward. Don't give up. If you've been in a car collision and you don't know where to turn, pick up a copy of my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury, Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support by Estra. It will share my experiences with dealing with insurance companies and self-insured employers. Many examples in the book could apply when in the midst of other storms, too. So pick up a copy today at any major bookstore. Personal injury in the news this week. The purpose of this section is to emphasize that every single day someone's life has changed due to a car accident. Being able to depend on insurance coverage of all types we've paid premiums on is vital to the survival of many people who are injured and their families. From time to time, I'll stop and take a moment and comment on a section of this article. This week's personal injury news comes from the Reporter Herald, and it's Loveland News, and it says, the title is Four Accidents in North Central Loveland Actually Started Miles Away, and it's by Jenny Sparks, a Reporter Herald staff member. Quote, a crash at noon Wednesday in North Central Loveland that sent a man to the hospital apparently was the culmination of a chain of events that started 2.5 miles away. According to Fort Collins resident Jody Barrett, she was driving her Dodge Nitro with her 2-year-old son inside west on East Eisenhower Boulevard when she was rear-ended by a Chevrolet pickup at Denver Avenue. Barrett said she pulled over to exchange information with the other driver, but he just kept going, so she followed him and tried to talk with him when they both stopped at a red light. She said he denied hitting her. She said he denied hitting her vehicle and then drove away. She said she continued following the pickup, which is now traveling northbound on Lincoln Avenue. She said she saw the other driver run a red light at Lincoln and 23rd Street and then hit something further north. Loveland Police Officer Chuck Hofkamp confirmed Barrett's story and said that the driver ended up running into the back of a car in the right turn lane at the Y intersection where Lincoln continues north and U.S. 287 curves west on Buchanan Avenue. The vehicle then hit two more cars that were sitting at the intersection facing west. Oh, geez, doesn't that sound like a nightmare? The pickup ended up on the sidewalk in front of House of Spirits, and Lincoln Avenue was blocked as crews untangled the accident. What a mess. That's me. The pickup's driver was transported to the hospital, and Kaufman said he couldn't know if the driver was injured or had suffered some other medical condition. The pickup driver was transported to the hospital, and Hofkamp said he didn't know if the driver was injured or had suffered some medical condition. Ambulance crews checked out some of the occupants of the other vehicles, but no one else was transported. Loveland police haven't released the name of the pickup driver, nor whether he faces any charges. End quote. Now that is definitely a mess. And that's another reason why you should have a copy of my book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge and Support by Estra, in your car, so that if you get into something, hopefully not half as crazy as that, you'll be ready to be able to document. You can write it right in the book, and you'll have information. If there's craziness at the scene of the accident, you'll have something that says, okay, remember to pick up this information. So make sure that you pick up a copy of the book today. It's available at most major bookstores. And we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back on Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to Talking With You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic is you and holidays. When we think about the holidays, we think of commercials showing snow, great family or friends getting together, food and gifts. And we feel fortunate if this is how our holidays turn out. But typically, this is not how it happens for most people. I personally think this is a commercial's perspective for separating you and your money. Sometimes past memories or past relationships change, or sometimes past memories or past relationships that have recently changed or ended make it difficult to fully take advantage of the holiday season. Or perhaps you've been in a car accident and injuries and pain make it difficult to enjoy the season. Whatever the realities are in your life, there is holiday cheer to be found. Make a decision to reflect on the good times of the past year, for there will always be time to remember past regrets or even losses. And love never dies, however, and sometimes it just transforms. Holidays are a good time to get in touch with our emotions in our own quiet time. We can reflect on and assess our true feelings, giving ourselves permission to accept them, and then choose to enjoy the season with a clean slate, and therefore enjoy the current moments without always invoking past memory. The greatest things about holiday seasons are that we share them with other people. Surprisingly, just a kind word or gesture can transform the holidays for you or for someone else. Commercials are great on television or online, but in real life, not a whole lot is required besides respect, kindness, care, and concern. Try giving something that cannot be found in a commercial. Will you have to be creative? Maybe. May you have to think outside the box? Probably. But the time spent will be well worth it. So, holiday greetings from me to you. Your joy is not defined by your injuries, your pain, or your wallet, but your determination to share and receive goodness through this holiday season. This means taking care of yourself, being good to others, and enjoying the true reasons for the holiday season.
But God bless the child that got his own, Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones stay. Empty pockets don't ever make a grave. Mama, but God bless the child that's got his own, Money, you got lots of friends crowding round the door. When you're gone, but God bless the child that's got his own,
talk about you. Our lines are open. Call 718-766-4385 right now. Pick up that phone. Dial that number, 718-766-4385. Let's talk about you. It's important.
And you can make your holidays better than all the rest. Just stay positive. Welcome back, and if no one has told you yet this holiday season, let me be the first, that you simply are the best. I dedicate that song that we just heard from Tina Turner to you, that you are simply the best, and I do wish that this holiday season will be one that renews your spirit and your mind and encourages you to do the things that are on your heart to do. We only have one life to live, so we might as well get on with what we need to do. Okay, so our second article today is going to be about those, it's called 60 Inspirational Holiday Marketing Statistics, which I thought were interesting. And it's by HubSpot's Inbound Internet Marketing blog. And it's by Pamela Vaugh. So thank you, Pamela. Quote, with the holiday season literally right around the corner, marketers must get their butts in gear quickly if they want to take advantage of holiday shoppers' buyers' behavior. That must mean us, guys. So it's to catch us, huh? Okay, so I'm going to skip down a little bit. ShopperTrack reported that $10.69 billion was spent on Black Friday 2010 and 2012, with 212 million shoppers visiting their favorite retailers offline and online. So we actually do get in a bit of shopping during the holiday season here. So it's always nice to be able to get something, but we have to remember that's not the main reason for the season, at least not for most people. Shoppers spend $479 million on Thanksgiving Day in 2010. And according to MasterCard advisor Spending Pulse, there were 6 days during the holiday shopping season in 2010 that saw more than $1 billion in sales. You know, while you're doing your shopping this season, try your best to actually frequent the small businesses, too. I think sometimes we forget that those are the ones who really put things back into our communities and give us a little bit more control over the direction we're going. You see how much money was put into the elections. Insane. Was it $1 billion? Yeah, I think it was $1 billion each for each one of them. But that's a lot of money just to be able to throw around. So, and that's not even close to what's out there. So think about helping the small businesses in your community. In fact, I challenge you to find one that you really enjoy and frequent that one during 2013 year. In 2010, retail sales reached the peak in the week leading up to Christmas Day and fell the next week. Okay, we're just going to highlight some of the ones in here that apply to us the most. Okay. The average holiday shopper plans to do 36% of their shopping online, whether they're comparing prices, researching products, or actually making a purchase. So that's up 32.7% from last year. I think this next observation is really interesting. It's a part of the article that's called a Cross-Channel Shopping Behavior During 2010, which talks about the behavior of a percentage of respondents, and it says that they visited the store and purchased at the store were 50%. They researched it online, then purchased online was 45%. Research online and then went to the store to purchase, that's 35%. Research online, check out product in store, and then went back online to purchase the store. And then visited, and that was 21%, and then visited the store first, then purchased the product online. So we are actually going out there trying to make sure that we get the best deals for what we're doing, so that's just fantastic. So stay tuned. We'll have one more article we're going to try to squeeze in here. Our time is running by as usual. And we'll be back right after these messages. Wanting to order the book after the radio show? You'll find Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge and Support online at Barnes & Noble, eBay, and Amazon. Been in a car accident? Oh, now what? What can I expect? How will I be treated? How can I have a chance to make the best decisions on my behalf? How am I going to figure that out? How am I going to know? Well, a good place to start is Esther's latest book, Car Accident, Personal Injury Wisdom, Knowledge, and Support. Would you be ready today if you were in a car accident? Order it now at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eBay. Being unprepared is no fun. You deserve to know what insurance companies and self-insured employers prefer to keep a secret. so order it today. Welcome back, first of all. Blogs coupons was another article that I saw, and I just thought I'd share some of the savings. They call it a calendar savings of dates that you might want to consider. November 18th, about getting your frozen turkey day. November 23rd is Black Friday. November 24th is Small Business Saturday. November 25th is Deck the Halls Day. Number 26 is Cyber Monday. December 10th is Green Day, which is regarded as one of the biggest shopping days leading up to the holidays, which I didn't know. I had to stop and figure that one out. December 14th is Stamp and Ship Day. December 17th is Free Shipping Day. No one wants to pay for shipping, so remember that this is a great day to save a bundle on shipping fees if you prefer your packages to be signed, sealed, and delivered. Interesting, I didn't know that either. December 23rd is National E-Gift Card Day. 26th is Coupon Code Day, which I guess that actually is more for the coupon.com participants. So if you're interested in some of those, you might want to go out and take a look and see exactly what coupons.com is doing on some of those. But I thought that would be a great motivator to allow you to go out and find some fun things to set your calendar to. We'll be right back. Also, as a side note, on Facebook, on my Facebook, www.facebook.com/EstraBlogTips, are all the links for all the articles that we're going to be going over today. So if you're looking for something or you want more information, by all means, go out and click on the links. Welcome back, first of all. Blogs coupons was another article that I saw, and I just thought I'd share some of the... Or am I missing the mark today? Welcome back, and thank you for staying with us. Our tweet of the week is, and it comes from Esther's radio show this time, it says, "Time to run your life and not let life run you." And I think that's pretty self-explanatory as to why I would choose such a tweet. It says, "When it's done the right way, your life plans come to fruition with a little bit of luck." And then the blog for the week comes from Esther's Blog Tip, and the title is Disability Counter-Surveillance and the Holidays. The holidays is a time when harassment and intimidation increase. They tend to have more stalkers and do everything to ruin this season. But do not be dismayed. If you think of all the other obstacles, such as dealing with disability, lack of health care for some, loss of income, family members, unemployment, bills, home foreclosures, and frankly, the dysfunction in the U.S. Congress, these harassers should be at the bottom of your list. Remember, the only thing they will see is your disability if it's visible, some are not. No matter what the tactics they use, there is no need to be ashamed. Just do your best, accept your condition, learn all you can about it, and all the possible improvements. Enjoy the holidays, family, friends, or just time with yourself. Reflect on victories through a difficult transition and envision continual positive progress in health and living. As for harassers whose only objective is to create discomfort by daily intimidation tactics, by their attempts to strategically plan car accidents where they're your fault, or create illusions that they will benefit, or by creating illusions that will benefit the people who hired them, know their behavior will only change through laws that can be enforced. My guess is that close to Christmas, there will be no enactment of disability surveillance legislation to protect your privacy from these people. Let's hope that Congress decides, I'm making a comment here, let's hope that Congress decides when they reconvene in 2013 that people who have been injured in car accidents are important, and that there should be some legislation put in place where insurance companies and self-insured employers cannot just decide what they're going to do it, and there be no repercussions for their behaviors on how they treat us. Okay, I'm going back to the article now. And for those who encounter individuals telling them just to ignore being harassed or intimidated, people making these statements are clueless or ballless or both. Everyone should do their best against those who are out to intimidate them, especially since the sole purpose of this harassment is to distort the truth. Continue on your path and join others with the same goal of treating disabled with respect and dignity by their insurance company. Instead of giving harassers what they want, develop a list of things you want to do this holiday season, things that make your life better. If you are happy and moving in the direction of recovery or learning new ways to live with your disability, you will have more energy to deal with their deceptive practices. Holidays come around only once a year, which means some of the things you can experience is only seasonal. Whether you celebrate the holiday or just relax, the memories you create are at your discretion and not theirs. So enjoy your holidays and happy holiday in spite of harassers. You can send your comments to estrasblog@gmail.com, or you can actually send them here at Estra's Radio Show at Blog Talk Radio. But if you want to find more blog articles, by all means, visit my blog. It's www.estras.blogspot.com. I put out a new article weekly, so come out like usually on Thursday or Friday, and go take a look at it. And there's tons of other articles out there to keep you busy and looking. And also, as a side note, Estra's Book Club is also available for you to join, and also coming soon will be Estra's TV. So keep a lookout. Come join us. I'm glad you were here today. I hope you found something worth your time and energy for the holidays, and I'll see you next Saturday. And we will have you and pain as the subject. Enjoy your weekend. Do something fun. And like I said, or actually they're more Tina Turner's words than mine, that you are simply the best. And you are simply the best. Thank you for joining me today. We'd like to extend a special thank you to, of course, Fabian Claudel, that's who you're hearing now, and also other Internet Archive artists like Billie Holiday and Tina Turner, and also our listener shout out of the week, Chios, and also Jason, who was also our song of the week. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for Talking About You with Estra on Blog Talk Radio. Come talk, come listen, where you can just be yourself. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is all inclusive in assisting individuals in concerning information relating to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment, or free speech, has allowed Estra's radio show to state her opinion in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168, or email sunlightpublishing@gmail.com. So, with that last thought, I'm going to go ahead and play Tina to leave you with as simply the best. Enjoy your weekend.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire. Come to me, come to me, wild and wild.
lifetime.